Hey, Coach, what's going on, man?
How you doing, man?
Not bad. Hold on 1 second. Give you the clap. Coach, before I turn you over to Tim, I just want to say congratulations to you, your staff, and the guys. I mean, you guys made us very proud out there on Friday. I mean, all year you've made us proud, but Friday night was a test, and you guys passed it with flying colors.
Thanks very much. We appreciate it.
All right, Tim, take over. Don't hurt him, Tim. Save some for me.
I won't hurt him.
Go easy on me today.
I'm going to go gentle, Coach. I know you got a big game coming up now.
I got Willie Walker,
okay.
Hammer, and Marcus Reed.
Okay.
As well.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
All right.
Three of the stars right there.
Well, I don't know about all that.
But you know what? It's a team full of stars, right? I mean,
right.
You know, right. Those are the three kids that get a lot of the pub, but so many kids this year have done the job. It takes, you know, so many to make a team what it is, and these kids have been coming through time and time again all year long. It's unbelievable. But tell me what's going through your mind. You got 9 wins under your belt. You're going for win number 10 against one of the best teams in the state in Glens Falls. This team is a monster. They've been a problem for everybody all year long. How do you prepare? How do you get the kids to have a mindset of like, hey, we can beat these guys when you're coming up a team against a team that scores 43 points a game on average?
Well, you know what we've really been doing is, you know, the same thing we've been doing all year, mm-hmm. one game at a time.
Right.
We got these guys watching a ton of film, showing them that, you know, maybe they're not as good as everybody thinks they are.
Right.
And we're really kind of doing that stuff, you know, we're showing them where there's weaknesses, we're showing them things that we can do
mm-hmm.
to outwit them, to play better than they are. So that's the kind of stuff we're doing. And we're continuing to be humble and playing one game at a time, working hard.
Now, obviously, they're a very good team. They wouldn't be ranked 5th in the state if they weren't, and 9-0 and doing what they've done. They played for the Section 2 title last year, lost in the title game 14-7 to Schuylerville. But one thing, from where I sit, they haven't faced a team like Hudson in that, a team with that kind of speed and a team that can hurt you in so many ways like Hudson. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I definitely agree. We have, you know, again, it's a hard thing to defend when you have all that edge speed. We have somebody who can throw. We have somebody can, you know, as quick as he can throw, he can turn mm-hmm. and run and,
right.
and do damage to you too. So, yeah, absolutely.
Now,
and on turf, I think our guys are going to be a lot more dangerous than they are if they're on grass.
That, which makes it even more scary because, I mean, this team has shown what it can do on natural surfaces, but on that synthetic type of turf, I mean, man, with that kind of speed, oh, man, that could be scary to watch, but fun to watch as well, especially for Hudson fans. But
it definitely plays into our game plan.
But your offense has seemed to evolve this year. I mean, of course, early on in the season, it might not be where you want it to be, but it seems like it's gotten better and better every week. I mean, you put in so many wrinkles. I mean, you're running out of the Wildcat and all. I mean, it just – is that by design, or is it just something that happened along the way where you said, hey, man, I mean, things are working, so let's put in a few new wrinkles here and there?
Well, you know, it's something that's really kind of evolved.
Mm-hmm.
We've kind of – it's basically come from just doing things that we've done to change up, maybe putting a new wrinkle in here and there. And these guys have responded to it very well. I mean, I have, as you've seen, I have 3 different guys I can use at quarterback at any given time, which is, you know, that's an awful good wrinkle. And all 3 of them
that's
are
for
fantastic
sure.
at what they do. So, yeah, and, you know, 4 guys I can use at tailback any time. So, yeah, that's definitely, that could definitely present a problem for people.
Now, going back to this past week's game against Schuylerville, I mean, a very good team. Here is a team that played for the state championship last year. Granted, they lost everybody from that team except one starter on both sides of the ball, but still a very, very good team. They were competitive with everybody they played. They won 6 games. They lost 2, but they lost to 2 very good teams coming into this game. You take the ball, run right down the field, score on them, but they get the ball, come right down the field, and score on you. So, I mean, that had to send a little jolt through you right there. And then you regain the lead 12-7, but then the first play of the second half, kid runs like 50 yards for a touchdown. You're behind 14-12. What's going through your mind at that point? I mean, when they keep coming back on you, unlike other teams that have not been able to do that all year.
You know what? It goes back to, and I think I talked to you about this before, it goes
yes.
back to we told these guys from the start, game mm-hmm. by game, but from the start that things are going to happen. As we progress, we're going to play better teams, and teams are going to score. Teams are going to do well. We just have to come back. We have to score. We have to score more than they do. We
yep.
have to do better than they do. We have to adjust. And I think I mentioned something to you about when that kid ran in that first play of the third quarter.
Yeah.
We kind of felt the air come out of these guys,
yep.
you know. And I was a little worried. I got them all together, and I said, listen, this is exactly what we've been talking about. These things are going to happen. how we respond, it will tell you what kind of team we are. Mm-hmm. You know, they did respond. And this was when these guys facing adversity is probably one of the best groups I've ever had. When, you know, when these conditions around here get adverse, they seem to respond really well. And they, you know, they don't get down on themselves.
It's true, because I think so many of these kids have played on the great varsity basketball team this past year, too, and it seemed that was the same mindset with that team, where no matter what they were up against, whatever the foe, whether it be in front of them in a team or just adversity going on within the team or whatever, I mean, they always responded in such a positive way and were able to overcome that adversity and then post the victory. And it seems like that's carried over to the football team as well. And I don't think it's any coincidence that a lot of those kids from the basketball team are playing on the football team as well. But Vern, you want a piece of coach?
Yeah, I do want a piece of coach. Coach, I'm the nice one.
No.
Okay. All right.
But Coach, I do need a favor. I do need a request. Can you send Marcus the fastest running thing that we've seen in a while over to get Jamir? Because if Jamir is not included in this interview, this is going to be hell for me to pay.
Jamir.
Please. Okay.
He's coming.
All right. So, Coach,
Do you want these guys on a speaker? Or you want to talk to them independently?
I'll talk to them independently. It'll be quick. I know you got practice to do, but I want to ask you a couple questions because there was a couple guys I wanted to talk to, but I know we don't have the time. The first person I want to talk to that I think is very valuable, and I just want you to elaborate about how valuable he is Mason. Mason has, what, seven interceptions?
Seven
interceptions.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's playing incredible football. And he's one of those guys that probably doesn't get the notoriety that he deserves because, you know, all he does is go out and get interceptions. You know,
right.
I was being sarcastic. But can you talk about him a little bit, please?
You know, I was just telling one of the guys probably about 3 or 4 days ago, Mason's been around this program since he was probably about 8 years old. He started as one of our ball boys because he's Justin Cookerstein, who's our AD, who was a coach at the time. It's his stepson.
Mm-hmm.
So Mason's been on and off the football field with us since he was 8 years old and has really developed into a great football player. He's, you know, he's grown. He's gotten stronger. He, again, one of those kids that's brought in, gets into the weight room, lifts weights, does what he's supposed to do, and he's been playing phenomenal.
Oh.
And he was selected as first-team all-conference.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, that's nice. They're probably going to throw the ball a lot. I mean, Mason could be up, you know, he could play a big, big, big position in this game on Friday. I mean, I don't know him personally, but he just seems like a person that doesn't realize how important he is to the team. So, like, a nice little pat on the back, and I'm going to tell the other guys the same thing, is that, I mean, seven interceptions in this season when you guys are 9-0, that's phenomenal.
Right. And he's leading the section right now. He's pops in section two.
Yeah.
Yep.
What about Chris? You know, Chris is one of the kids that we talk about a lot. We see the great things that he's doing on there. And, I mean, we repeatedly talk about him because he's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that I was able to do as a basketball coach, I was able to go back and look at Chris from not the live view but from tape. Like, this kid is phenomenal. I mean, his sense of where the ball is at, his sense of the way he moves through people to get to the ball. I mean, how lucky do you feel to have someone with such great talent and just football knowledge to be on your team and on leading your defense?
Oh, he's definitely a leader. I think I was talking to Tim about this a while back where, you know, he knows what everybody's supposed to be doing on the football field. So not only he brings a lot to the football skills, but he brings a lot to the whole team as far as a leader goes, you know. On offense, if he's playing quarterback, he can tell you what everybody's supposed to be doing. And on defense, he knows what everybody's supposed to be doing and where people are supposed to be going and what their gap responsibility is. So he's a true leader out there in the field, and he's a phenomenal football player.
How do you transplant some of his heart into some of the other players? Because just the heart that he has, I mean, he's just a really good player. And I mean, if he decides to stay in football, which I hope he does, he has a future because he just knows where to be at the right time.
Yeah, and these guys see somebody like that, and they definitely follow. You know, they make it. This is one thing about this group is they make it into a competition with each other.
That's good. Yeah.
So if you can do this, I can do that, and I can do this, and so yeah, these guys are real close, and that's kind of the stuff they do, and it kind of helps everybody.
Okay, Coach. What we want to do is we want to talk to the kids really quick, and then we'll end with you. So what I want to do is the first one up, I want to talk to Hammer first.
Hammer first.
Yeah.
Hold on. There you go.
Hello?
Hammer, what's good, dog?
What up, what up?
And let me give you the clap, dog. You sound a little happy today, dog.
Now, Hammer, You can't be just coming to the phone like it's a regular phone call, like your mom is at home, like, hey, man, somebody calling for you. You like, hello?
We live
on the radio.
So, Hammer, listen, man, congratulations. You had probably the best game that I saw you play. I mean, your tackles were outstanding. You had two fumble recoveries. Like, what got into you? I mean, not that I'm saying something needs to get into you, but what made you play so much different than you normally play?
Because I knew it was my last year playing on that field, and I had to just go out there and give it my all.
Two fumble recoveries, man. You had a big one. Listen, in the stands, we thought Willie scored that touchdown. Mm-hmm. We didn't know that you recovered the fumble. And this is what I want to say is that's one of the things that's really great about you, Hammer, is because you're humble. I mean, you could have jumped up and down and, like, to wave the ball around like it was me, but you just did your job and you went back to the sideline and got ready for the next play. Where's that come from?
I guess it's just how I was raised. Like, I don't know, just every time I do something, my granddad, my aunties, my mom, they be like, yeah, stay humble because that's going to get you somewhere. And, like, don't ever be too, like, you know, about yourself.
It's working, man. It's definitely working. Again, you got a fumble. I mean, they were making a drive. They might have been on a 4-yard line, 3-yard line.
It was a huge
fumble. I mean, when you seen that ball, what went through your mind and to come up with it? Like, you know, what was you thinking?
He shot blocked me, so I was like, oh, man, I don't want to get hurt. So I had to, like, jump. I jumped backwards, but then I seen the ball, so I just jumped forward. And I jumped on top of him, but I had the ball in my hand, so I was hyped.
Yeah, man, that's what's up. One thing I wanted, one last question, Hammer. Willie had an amazing run. I mean, it was probably the best run that I ever seen in high school level.
Yeah, he did.
When Willie got done with the run, he did one thing that I noticed. You know what he did? He ran over. He ran over, and you and him kind of jumped and did the shoulder bump. I know y'all related, but out of all the people on the team, he went to you. Talk about the relationship that you and Willie have.
He was probably the first one that, like, I met coming to Hudson because I met him down in Florida where I used to live. Mm-hmm. And then, like, he just introduced me to everybody. So ever since then, we've been, like, kind of close.
Even though you're cousins.
Yeah. I met him first time when I was, like, 14, though, so.
I mean, what, you 6'6"? 14?
Hammer, you played a great game, man. So, but before we let you go, I gotta tell you about that diving tackle that you did. That was my favorite play of the game. That was the most funniest, realest play I've ever seen. He was trying to make a break for it. We was all just so we just saw you in the air stretched out. Like, Hammer!
Yo, Hammer, man, thank you, man. Congratulations, and we will be there Friday night, man. No way in the world we'll miss this, man.
Yeah,
thanks,
we'll
man.
We'll be there.
All right. Everybody come.
Yeah, we'll be there. Let me speak to Jahmyr.
Jahmyr? Yeah, hello?
Slay, you want to get him first?
Come on. Listen. This ain't your mom telling you like some girl call it now. You live on the air.
You know what it is.
Okay, you can't be answering like, hello?
Or let me give you the clap
first. Who you supposed to say? Is Jahmyr there?
Yo, Jah, you going to put some respect on our name, dog. You ain't even calling us. Jah, what's good, man?
Nothing.
Listen, man, you played one hell of a game on Friday night. And you've been playing consistent for quite some time. Mm-hmm. What I want to ask you is that you play a very hard position. Being a fullback, you don't get to touch the ball as much as you really want to. I can see it in your face. But when you do get the ball, you make the best of it. What do you think about knowing that I might not get the ball 10 out of the 11 times, but on that 11th time, I got to get the most yards that I can?
What'd you say?
Come on, man. Focus.
I couldn't hear you.
Man, I ain't saying it again, man. Look, Slay,
go on Facebook.
Go on Facebook right now, Slay, and bun him.
Nah, it don't really matter about touching the ball to me. As long as we winning. I could block the whole game as long as we winning, I'm fine.
Okay, but when you do get the ball, I mean, what's your thought pattern?
Oh, yeah, I just got to make the best of what I get.
Okay. We got to talk about this, Ja. You know what I'm saying? We love you. You the little homie. But I think it was Albany Academy, Slay. Quarterback ran you over a couple times.
Yeah,
dog.
Yeah.
And we wasn't happy with that, man.
We wasn't happy with that.
You better than that.
You definitely caught a truck stick.
I got the pick right after. So
yeah, you did. Wait.
Odell Beckham.
But you did get the
worthy,
Odell Beckham. Hold on, let me give him the clap. I set him up for that, Slay. I knew he was going to go with the Odell Beckham.
But yeah, you definitely got the truck. Now, let me tell you about when you got truck.
Uh-oh.
Now V was riding for you.
That's my dog.
He was riding. I saw it. I said, "Woo!" I had to look away. I had to look away towards the 50-50 raffle. But V was like, "Nah." It was on the sideline, and you know, he ain't get him because Ja held back. And yeah. I was like, "I don't know." But then a couple plays after that, we saw you get trucked again.
It was a tackle.
Yeah. Now we messing with you, dog. But listen, we know football means a lot to you.
Yeah.
So how has this year been for you, being that you're a senior, and everything that you went through, the ups and the downs, and knowing that Friday night you're playing in the Super Bowl?
This season one of my best, I think, because it's senior year, and plus you gotta play harder than what we played before,
mm-hmm.
and we're doing better than any other season that we had.
Yeah. What about
one of the best seasons that we Hudson had in a while?
Yeah. Tim, when did he have that 59 yard run? It was a away game.
Oh, Hudson Falls.
Hudson Falls.
Actually, I think it was like 67 yards.
67 yards, John?
Y'all talking about my 70 yarder?
Oh, wait, we're selling him short.
The respect on his
name. My bad, dog. 70 yarder?
I thought it was 67, but, you know, who's counting?
All right, John, man, listen, you know it's always a pleasure. You know you can come and sit down with us. But I do want to say this. Like, you did make a statement, and you kind of put Drive Time on blast. But you know that we always rock with y'all. But the one mm-hmm. thing is that we try to let you guys practice during practice time. That's the only reason we never pulled you guys out of practice.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can come and talk to us anytime you get ready. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good luck, man. We see you Friday, man.
All right.
Let me talk to Marcus. Slay, you got him? You know you're going to get on the same way they did.
Hello.
What's up?
hi.
Let me
give him the clap. Hold on. Let me give him the clap.
thank you.
Marcus, we're shaking, man.
What's up?
You have had a year. Like, your senior year has been something to write about,
mm-hmm.
as Tim has done.
Absolutely.
I mean, not being able to play the first couple games and to come in and to play the way you have played. What goes through your mind when you take that field? And me and you even had a conversation when I saw you when you wasn't playing, and I said how important you were to this football team. At what point did you start believing that, hey, we can go to the Super Bowl?
I started believing that when the first game, when we were at Ravina camp.
Mm-hmm.
Before the first game, yeah. We're doing pretty good at Ravina camp. We're beating every team there. Nobody can stop us.
So they have you playing different positions. They let you get behind center sometimes and stuff like that. You play aggressive. You play like you want to fight. I'm telling you, man. You like Tupac out there, dog. But I love it. You know what I'm saying? I love somebody that's out there with aggression. But it almost seems like if you don't get 60 yards, then you get two. You know what I mean? Like, it's either you get a long run, or they stopped you fast. Do you think that's more scouting, or is it maybe if you see the holes a little bit better or something like that?
I just work with whatever he gives me. Sometimes he gives me counting less. Sometimes that doesn't work at all because the left side don't block at all.
But you can't say that.
The move up.
You can't say that.
My bad. Yeah, bleep that part out.
Too late. Oh, man.
But what else? So you saying that whatever play they give you, you just do the best you can to get as far as you can?
Yeah, I just work whatever.
Are you excited about going to the Super Bowl on Friday?
Yeah, I'm more than excited. It's the first time I ever got to experience something like this.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you about that too, because I mean, you had a chance to play some rematch games. I mean, was it Ravina? No, it was Chalmont.
Chalmont.
That actually, you were on a team when they got beat like 72 to whatever. You know,
yeah.
How did that feel to be able to get some revenge?
Oh, that felt great. I love that. They probably thought they was going to come out and smack us again, but nah, that wasn't happening this year.
Now you're going up against the Glens Falls team, you know, that Hudson is really starting to build a rivalry against. You said you're overexcited. What do you guys do to win this game? These guys are putting points on the board left and right from every angle of the ball. Mm-hmm. Punt return, kick return, punt blocks, you know, interceptions. They're putting points on the board just like you guys.
Yeah, I feel like we have the best defense around. I feel like Joe Girard can't do nothing on our defense.
All right. I respect
you. You bringing that spin move?
Yeah, that spin move. That spin move, that ugly, man.
That patented spin move. You're going to have to get a little something extra with that spin move for the Super Bowl now.
Yeah, that spin move, ugly, man.
The Tasmanian Devil.
Yo, I just want you to stay focused, man, and we'll be out there Friday night cheering you guys on. Just bring the chip home, man.
Yeah, bring it home.
Thanks. All right, thanks for talking to us. Let's
spin
talk to
on out of here.
Willie, what's up, man?
What's up?
Hold on, let me give you the clap. I know this one's going to be short because you don't like to talk, man.
He lets his actions be the talker.
Oh, boy. Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah. I mean, Willie, man, some people saying that you were born to play football. I mean, like, some of the things that you do you know you're going to do them, or are they really just instinct?
Yeah, it's just instinct. It's instinct.
How much fun are you having out there? It looks like you're taking a beating, but I know you personally, and I know that if you can walk, you can play. So how much fun are you having, or is it a little bit tougher than it seems like?
It's really fun. I love it. I love football in general. I'll do anything for these guys. So,
I believe you, man. Yeah. Slate.
What did it feel like seeing that run, that historic run that you had, when you finally got to see it played back? Like, how did that feel to you?
It felt good. I didn't even know that I did all that. I was running the ball. When I hit stick that guy at the 50-yard line,
yeah.
I didn't even see him, man. So.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was my favorite part of the whole run.
That
reminded me of my Madden game.
Yeah, you did
that.
You know
what I mean? Yeah, I did a couple of those. Yeah, I mean, he might have stole that from me.
He got it from you. I mean, the thing about that run that just made it so unique to me was not only the hit stick, but you kind of jumped to the side and jumped back. And I was like, how did he know he was there?
Mm-hmm.
How did he know to put his head down and run this guy over, but to continue his balance and to go in? Like, I mean, so is it fair? Is it fair to these other guys that's out here that work hard and you just wake up and you just know to do things that you don't even know you're doing?
Yeah, it's fair. If they want to step on the field, they're going to have to put in a lot of work to stop me. So,
As a junior, you're doing this. Like, what are you thinking about next year? It's like, next year you're going to be a senior. Like, you know, as a junior, you're going to the Super Bowl. How's that feel? And did you think this in the beginning of the season, that this could happen?
I honestly did. I mean, when we was at Ravina camp, we were doing great. I mean, the line was blocking. And then I actually made a Snapchat saying that we're going to make it to the Super Bowl this year. And we did that, and then I made another one saying that I might be the best player in Section 2 or just Class B football in general, and then guys are telling me that I might be the best player in Section 2.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're biased, but hands down you are. I mean, because you're just so valuable. But let's talk about the fact that we're going up against Glens Falls. You played on the championship team against Glens Falls. I mean, is there a little bit more energy to this that it's a must-win? Like, no matter who we were playing, it's a must-win. But will this win taste that much better beating Glens Falls again in another sport and this kid that will probably play Division I and maybe go to the pros in something in one day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they're probably going to become our rival for sure. But Joe Girard, he's good at basketball. He did a thing against me, but it's time for me to get my revenge in football. During the season, I was saying that I couldn't wait to play them if we actually did. And they're talking crap saying that they're better than us and stuff. So we're going to prove to them that they're not on Friday.
All right, man.
Nice.
What you going to say, Slay?
Woo!
Last thing I want to say to you, and the same thing I said to Hammer, after you finished that amazing run, you got up and you went up to Hammer and you got chest bump. Explain the relationship to everybody that you and Hammer have.
Well, I mean, on my cleats, well, my dad bought me these cleats, and I put stickers on them, and one of them it says, for you, Dad, because everything you did for me.
mm-hmm. and I love him to death. And then another one says FOE for fam over everything. Mm-hmm. And without my family, I probably wouldn't be here right now because they did so much for me. But yeah, like my Uncle Malachi said, that was his favorite part of the run because the show, your family, yep. puts your family first before anybody. That means mm-hmm. a lot.
Willie, you a special guy, man. I'm saying you got a bright future, man, and I'm glad that I know you. I'm glad I had a chance to see you, and we wish you luck. But we know one thing, if we don't know anything, that you will not stop until we win that championship. With you on our side, we're going to win, man. Thank you very much. And yo, congratulations. We'll see you Friday night.
Yeah, yeah. Stop ducking me in 2K, too.
Coach.
Oh, hold up.
All right. Hello? Let's talk to each other. No dead air.
Well, you know, it's funny. You say Willie doesn't talk a lot.
But okay,
what
I'm here.
Means something.
Yeah.
You know, really,
hey, Coach,
really
man.
Stuff.
What's going on?
All right, last thing.
Sure.
The game is Friday. It's 7 o'clock at what? At Shenandoah Hall, right?
Shenandoah.
Yep.
I heard that there might be a spectator bus. Is that so?
Right now, the only bus that's out there is a student bus.
Okay.
There's a student bus that's been donated by Michael S. Johnston.
Okay.
For the kids here at the school.
That's even better.
I guess if the need arises, we can arrange something. I really haven't had that much call for it. Most people are just because it's only an hour, so most people are just going to ride and do it.
Yeah.
So, but if the need arises, you know, I guess if the need arose, we could call Johnston and ask them, and I'm sure they wouldn't hesitate. So I guess we'll go from there. But at this point, I think there's enough room for 50 students on the bus.
Okay. Now, here's my last question, especially with the buses, and I want you to be as brief as possible because I know you got to get back to work.
Sure.
There's been a lot of chatter about the fact that some people don't feel, they do not feel that the football team is getting as much support and exposure as the basketball team did. I'm curious to know if that is something that you guys have heard, or do you guys think that, or anything like that?
Absolutely not. The support that we're getting as far as everybody here is unbelievable. I mean, I've got, you know, I can't tell you how many hundred text messages, phone calls, and emails that I've gotten from inside the community. On Facebook, I'm seeing people. I just saw a guy from Club Helsinki standing in front of his smoker grill going, "Smoke Glens Falls." So, no, I mean, I think we're getting, you know, that kind of stuff is going on. Where I'm getting phone calls. The kids are getting stopped. People are buying the kids soda when they see them, so I don't think that's happening at all. I don't, you know, I think we're getting all the exposure and then some.
All right, Coach, man. I agree, man. I mean, and actually, I want to tell you, you were the first coach, thanks to Tim, that actually came out, and we were able to go through the season with you. You know what I mean? So this is phenomenal. We wish you luck. We'll be there Friday, and looks like we'll be talking to you next Wednesday, no matter what.
Right, and in 2 weeks you're going to talk to me. Isn't that the way you usually make me?
Coach,
right?
Coach, you know
so
what?
You're not going to talk to me until we're going to deep. Isn't that the way it
works?
Yeah,
Coach, you know what?
You hold me to that. Right?
I like your style, baby. Yes, yes, sir.
Right.
All right, man. Coach, get back to work. Thank you so much. Congratulations and good luck, and we'll be there to support you guys on.
Good talking to you.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Thanks, Tim.
Go get it, Coach.